Welcome to Smart Loving Insights. This episode is titled Positive Thinking.
Most marriage counselling and education focuses on conflict and incompatibility. It seeks to help couples find constructive ways of dealing with challenges in the relationship. It's a kind of damage control approach that seeks to minimise the impact of negative experiences.
One of the strategies for couples that is often overlooked is capitalising. Capitalising is when we amplify the pleasure of a good situation and so build on the upward momentum of the event.
It's about taking advantage of a good experience so that we maximise the possible positive emotion. For example, when we come up with a good idea, a capitalising response is one where our spouse reacts enthusiastically and positively. That's a great idea.
If something positive happens to us, such as a promotion, a capitalising spouse might respond, "Congratulations, I knew you would get it." It's a practical expression of an optimistic outlook. This is a habit that we personally have been actively working on. We are both biased towards pragmatism.
When a good idea or a positive event is presented, our instinct is to look for the potential problems. So we might say, "It's an interesting idea, but it'll probably cost too much." Or, "I'm sure your promotion is a good thing, but I suppose you'll have to work longer hours now." This is a real killjoy for the other.
In contrast, when we capitalise on the positive events and good ideas, we lift each other and our marriage up. We elevate and embolden our relationship. It builds a buffer zone around us so that when challenges hit, we have a kind of marital resilience, a capacity to not just weather the storms of life, but turn such challenges into an active good for the relationship.
Think about it. How much capitalising do you do? Rate yourself on the scale. 0, none. 1, rarely. 2, occasionally. 3, frequently. 4, consistently. 5, incurably. For a reality check, ask your spouse or a close friend to rate you as well.
You've been listening to Smart Loving Insights. You can find more great content, on-demand courses, and relationship coaching at smartloving.org.
Smart Loving Newlywed. If you are recently married, one of the most important things you can do for your marriage in its first year is to establish a habit of regular couple time. Smart Loving Newlywed is designed to help you do this. The content is drawn from Smart Loving's acclaimed relationship courses, which are used by thousands of couples. They explore timeless themes and are full of practical strategies. We want to help you establish simple lifestyle habits that will nourish your intimacy and protect your relationship from decay. Once a month, you will get an email in your inbox exploring the topic and detailing an activity for you to do as a couple. This includes some individual reflection questions, instructions for sharing together, and something to do during the week. Schedule a regular date night with your spouse where you can explore the topic together over dinner or a glass of wine. Visit smartloving.org/newlywed to enroll today.